they painted the flora of the land. Irises, sunflowers, lilies, and oil. In Kansas, she planted every flower by hand. Her canvas, an acre of black prairie soil. In Paris, pâtissiers trained lifetimes to bake. Profiteroles, souffles, and chocolate eclairs. In a farmhouse, she frosted every child's birthday cake. Her masterpiece, Elmo and Paddington Bear. The weavers made tapestries from thread. The finest wool spun into columns and rows. In basements, she quilted kaleidoscopes for the bed. Her textile, a basket of hand-me-down clothes. In another life, her works would hang in all the world's museums. Instead, her finest pieces sprang from seeds and rolling pins. A simple country woman in the fields near Wichita, and the greatest living artist no one ever even saw. In Salzburg, sopranos sang arias to the sky, longing to capture their listeners' hearts. But at bedtime, she needed just a quiet lullaby to show that she'd mastered the finest of arts. To show that she'd mastered